With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. As the war continues to rage in Israel between the Israeli forces and Hamas, there is still a lot of work to do. The Biden administration says the ceasefire in Gaza could not be extended because Hamas failed to hold up to its end of the bargain. Heavy bombardments were reported overnight into Sunday in the area of Khan Yunis and the southern city of Rafah. On NBC's Meet the Press this morning, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says a promise has not been fulfilled to allow the Red Cross to visit with hostages being held, including approximately eight Americans.
It's Hamas. Hamas agreed to allow the Red Cross access to these hostages while the pause was in place. And, of course, that didn't happen and still not happening. And it's unacceptable.
Kirby says even though the truce fell apart, the U.S. and other nations are working to get another pause to win more hostage releases and get more aid into Gaza. Also at SRNnews.com, a ballot write-in campaign for Joe Biden underway in New Hampshire.
Even though President Biden is the incumbent, the write-in campaign is being organized because his name will not be on New Hampshire's primary ballot. That's because the president pushed for South Carolina to be the first in the nation primary. So Democrats are organizing a low-budget write-in campaign aimed at preventing an embarrassing showing for the president that might fuel concerns about the strength of his re-election bid. Greg Clugston reporting.
Alaska Air Groups agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines in a $1.9 billion deal, including debt. The acquisition still needs the blessing of U.S. regulators, which have shown resistance to more consolidation within the airline industry out of fear that it could lead to higher airfares. Meanwhile, Venezuela voters approved a referendum to take a piece of the neighboring Guyana. SRN News. Religious organizations no longer America's most trusted charities.
The Better Business Bureau puts out an annual list of the wisest places to give your charitable dollars. And for many years, churches and ministries were number one. This year, they fall to number three behind veterans organizations and nonprofit hospitals. Religious groups are still the most trusted by Americans in their 60s and up, however, suggesting that younger people have less trust in those institutions than their parents and grandparents. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An organization that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany reports drastic increase in incidents ever since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. The RIAS groups recorded nearly 1,000 anti-Semitic incidents, which is an average of 29 a day and an increase of 320% compared to the same time last year. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise in Germany for nearly a decade. This is SRN News. European regulators say Amazon's proposed acquisition of robot vacuum maker iRobot may harm competition.
The European Commission, the European Union's top antitrust enforcer, says it has informed Amazon of its preliminary view regarding the deal following an investigation that began in July. Regulators have raised concerns that the buyout may hinder iRobot's rivals from effectively competing on Amazon's marketplace. They say Amazon is an important platform for sales of robot vacuum cleaners in France, Germany, Italy, and Spain.
Jeremy House says the commission has until February 14th to make a final decision on the deal. Amazon says it's working with regulators and will address their concerns. Louisiana lawmakers now have until the end of January to draw and pass new congressional boundaries to replace the current map that a federal judge says dilutes the power of the state's black voters. SRN News.